The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh, our daughter came for a visit. She goes to school out of state. And I'm so sad because she left, but that's okay because my mom has taken her place. Good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Oh, my gosh. So I was just, you know, so sad when she left. It was a wonderful visit. We went to a movie. We had such a good time. She's like, I don't want to go, but I have to work. Turns out it was a good thing that she went home. But then my mom just slid right in. So that's okay.
Man. We had like three hours of no guests before we were
Do you guys even have like check out and check in times over there?
We should.
It's pretty much a halfway house at this point.
For real. How do you prepare for people coming and going? But you know, when you're in it like this, like me, when you have a daughter who's no longer living with you, it's different when she comes to visit. It's like, and I told her, this is your home. And she said, I feel like I'm at home. You know, because she's not living with us anymore. She is a college student and she lives in an apartment. So I don't know. It's my last baby, you know?
It's also an interesting aspect, too, because you guys travel a lot. So it's not like you guys have one set home. So it's like the feeling of home kind of moves wherever you guys go, right?
Yes, Anthony. But don't you think that's a great lesson, because home really is where you hang your hat. It's where you are. You know, it's not a place. It's not a house. It's not an apartment.
Home
is
wherever you can host all your relatives. That's where it is.
That's our home. For real. Otto, for real. And you know what's interesting is I did not get up to take her to the airport because the day before, her and her dad here, DJ Automatic, napped for 4 hours while I was up doing things.
Guilt is so bad that she's got to tell the world about this.
I didn't feel guilty at all. I didn't. I said, no, you're not going to take her. I said, no. And then that night, she decided she wanted to have a mother-daughter talk till 1:30 in the morning. And I had not slept. And I was like, okay, this is good, but I'm not taking you to the airport. She's like, you better. And then she looked at me and she's like, no, we napped. You don't have to take me, Mom. It's okay. So anyway.
Also, I don't think you wanted to take her because you might have been shedding a lot of tears at the airport.
I might have. Her dad came home. Otto came home and he was like, I miss her. I miss her already. And I was like, oh, let me sleep.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anne Hathaway, she starred in Devil Wears Prada, Devil Wears Prada 2, and a whole lot of extraordinary films, is having a baby. Yet for some reason, people are upset because she's over 40. She shouldn't be having babies. She's too old. Mind your business, people. If she can still get pregnant and carry her baby, it's really none of your concern. At Cameron Diaz, here's another woman. She's in her 50s. Now, she's not having the baby.
She's not carrying the baby,
right? Doesn't matter. Yeah. She's going to be a new mom. And people are like, she's too old. She's in her 50s. She's going to be old when the baby graduates. Is that any of your business?
Well, she's going to be like 70 when her kid graduates from high
school.
What
does that matter? A young 70. I don't care. She's Cameron Diaz. She's Charlie's angel.
Obviously, it's none of my business when these people have their babies. But I did see this woman at the airport the other day, and she was well into her 40s and very, very pregnant, and it caught me off guard.
Why?
Because I just thought, how is this healthy? And then she was like so pregnant that she was about to be
on
the plane.
If her doctor said it's healthy, and some women show early. I didn't show early. You're not used to that. Some women
at three, four months. Well, she looked very, very pregnant.
It could have been an IVF situation. She had triplets in there. You don't know, okay?
She could have had triplets
seriously.
In there.
I'm with Automatic, though. Sometimes just when you see somebody with like gray hair and pregnant, it's two very contrast looks.
Why?
It's old age and you're welcoming a new life at the same time. There's a lot going on there.
There's
and
a lot going on called responsible parenting, but go ahead.
Halle Berry had a baby too in like
47, 48, yeah.
You know what? Being pregnant in your 40s, there's nothing wrong with that. Pregnancy scares in your 40s, that's mismanagement.
Oh, come on. It's true.
You know, my high school girlfriend, now that I think about it, her mom had a baby at 46.
Yeah.
And it was a really big deal. She did not want to let people know how old she was because she didn't want to be judged for having a baby at an older age.
I'm thinking to myself, what business is it of yours? And by the way, with science now, we talked to Dr. Franco earlier. Right. He talked about how healthy we are. We're living lives of wellness instead of sickness. Some people wait and then they change it. Like, I don't want to have kids. And then they're 45. Like, you know what? I want a baby. It's okay to change your mind. In fact, you and I talked about having a baby recently, Otto. And
we talked to my girl. I'm old. I don't want to be a dad.
No. And then that's not true. We talked to my girlfriend who decided to, you know, she's 40 years old. And she said, I'm going to have twins. She had her IVF done, and I called her, and I said, so Otto and I are thinking about having a baby. What do you think? And she said, I love my kids so much. Don't do it. Don't do it. She said, I love them. But man, this is hard. She said, this is way different than when I was 20-something.
I mean, being a 20-year-old dad versus a 40-year-old dad is a big difference.
It's different, right? It's very different. But she said she feels super blessed, and she's very happy she had the kids. In fact, they went ahead and had the third because they had a third embryo. And now she doesn't even talk to me because she doesn't have time.
Jeez.
All right. We have Wilhelmina on the line. Wilhelmina, you've been holding for a minute because you said you have to speak on this. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show.
There are some women that life throws things on them, like, you know, they keep trying and trying and trying and trying and trying. And when God says like 40 or 45, the baby comes and they have it. I tried for 8 good years, and when it was time, it was time.
So, there you go.
The judging of people saying, oh, older lady and I'm pregnant.
Automatic.
I understand you might have been offended, but I'm just telling you how I feel. That's not like I feel about you personally. It's just how I feel about the situation that it caught me off guard because the woman looked so much older and she was so pregnant.
You married somebody who had a baby at 15, so you're like, oh, you know,
some women don't have that privilege to have kids.
No woman
early,
should have that privilege. We should not be.
You understand that some women. Men who are privileged to, you know, have kids, you know, early. I got married at 27.
Yes.
And I was thinking, oh, by 28, by 30, I'll be done giving birth. But girl, it took me 8 years.
There you go. And if you're older, if you're 45, 50, whatever you are, you got to embrace the fact that the woman was finally given her blessing.
Yeah, because let me tell you, if you're a woman looking for a child, it's not something you wish for your enemy. It's a lot of pain, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, a lot of praying and wishing that you want to have your own child. So when you see a woman, even if in her 40s, in her 50s, in her 60s, if that's what she wants, let her have it. And just pray for her.
Woo! Let's go, SA!
Next time, I'll just mind my own business.
thank you, guys. I enjoy your show. Thank you.
I appreciate you so much. Yeah, thank you. You too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can actually die of a broken heart, and scientists believe they have found a cure. Now, if you don't believe me, you better do some research. It is a medical condition called Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. It not only happens to humans, it happens to dogs, it happens to birds, it happens to penguins, it happens to living beings that are committed to another being like themselves. It could be, you know, a lion or whatever the case is. If they're invested in this person emotionally or this other individual like themselves, it could happen to a mother, a father.
You hear it happening in relationships all the time. It happened to my dogs. I had one dog pass and then I had another dog pass within less than
Were they related
2 weeks.
Or just best friends?
They were a father-son.
Was one way older than the other? Like that?
No, he just got sick. And then the younger...
He died of a broken heart.
He died of a broken heart, yeah.
Mm. Oh, I remember when our dog, Hades, passed, and our girl, Princess Aphrodite, she was so sad. I couldn't take pictures of her anymore.
I was worried that was going to happen.
Yeah.
That's why we got another dog.
So during this 7-year study at a University of Aberdeen, researchers find that there is effective therapy to improve survival and quality of life for patients going through heartbreak. It doesn't just have to be someone passing. It could be from divorce, from a breakup, from a fight with a family member. Curing heartache. Is this a good idea, though?
Yeah, because how do they do it?
Well, there's a class of medications, but they haven't been approved yet. So this is a study right now. They're inhibitors that stop you from feeling this.
So it's like a medication that you're
taking. It's a medication, yes, that inhibits the feeling.
I thought it was like some kind of therapy.
No. It's a real, like a pill or something that you take. This is being studied right now. Here's my thing. Isn't that part of growing as a human is learning how to recover from heartbreak? Remember your first breakup? Look, I was a kid, but I thought I was going to die. I thought it was, it's over. But once I healed, that helped me understand that relationships moving forward, it might hurt, but I can get past it. Just taking some pill That's not how you grow.
I bet it did help you heal, you happily, successfully married person in a wonderful relationship with the man you love.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it did help you heal. But if I could speed through my heartbreak and rejection, give me that, please. As a matter of fact, gosh, I got a few slogans for them. I think it should be, hey, you can't get her back, we got your back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
There's a zoo that separated five parrots after the birds were caught encouraging each other to swear at the guests. I love going to the zoo. It was one of my favorite things to do with my daughters because it was just wonderful to talk about the different habitats, the different animals. It's an enjoyable family function unless the birds are swearing. But here's the deal. Their potty mouths didn't have one person complain.
Yeah.
The zoo did it because they didn't want to offend anyone. Mm. But this went on for 2 years and nobody complained. Why? Now the birds are separated.
They probably thought it was hilarious.
That's like, how are you going to let a golden opportunity come to your front door and you just skip it? Like, these birds need to go on tour.
That's you know what? You could have a special habitat for them.
Oh my!
Parental advisory.
I'd pay extra for that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
I would much rather watch these swearing parrots than another Joe Rogan special.
Why has Joe Rogan got to catch a stray on this one?
Because
I don't know.
That
just felt like
his last special sucked. I was like, this
and
is
also,
awful.
Not so you're right. Automatic. Shout out Joe Rogan. Everything he's done for comedy, but that's also more of a shot at podcasters. Honestly, I'd rather listen to swearing parents than a bunch of podcasters.
So some of the things they would say were "f off."
Jeez.
Yeah. That you know what? I can't read it. Maybe they were right to separate. I was about to try to read some of this on the radio. Can't do
it. Is it like bad?
It's bad, yeah, but it's funny.
How do they learn all the
it's
words
funny.
Then?
Who knows?
Zoo
somebody
keepers?
At the zoo or something. You know, my Nana had birds. This is before I was born, but I remember her telling me the story because she said that my grandfather, who I never met either, he passed before I was born. She said he hated those birds because they were really loud. And she said birds are dirty, so she would have to clean the cage morning and night. I don't know anything about birds. I've never had them. She said when one of them passed and the other one passed, he forbade her from getting more birds because they would talk and they would wake him up. Like,
birds are
awful.
In the morning. My friend JC, his parents bought a parrot, and when they first got it, it was in the living room. Everybody loved it, and then it moved to another room, moved to like the foyer, the part where you walk into the house, and then from there it moved to the garage, and then from the garage I never saw the bird again. The bird just kept moving farther and farther away from them.
It's at the zoo. Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ariana Grande is officially taking some time away from the public. She's going to wrap up the Eternal Sunshine Tour in September, I think September 1st. And then she's going to step away because of the critique of her physical appearance. She has lost a lot of weight. Is it anybody's business, though? I mean, really? You don't know her. Here she is talking about having been in the public eye for so long.
You know, I've been doing this, a specimen in a petri dish, really, since I was 16 or 17, you know, so I have heard it all. I've heard every version of it, of what's wrong with me, and then you fix it, and then it's wrong for different reasons. There's a comfortability that people have commenting on that I think is really dangerous.
Yeah.
But I do know what the pressure of that noise feels like. And I just don't invite it in anymore. It's not welcome.
Guilty. I had a conversation with Ariana Grande, and I remember asking her, man, you've lost a lot of weight. Like, I thought, because I used to be very heavy and I'd lost weight, she was going to come with a story. And I could tell she was very uncomfortable by me asking the question. I quickly pivoted, but I realized with her answer, she said, yeah, I look like a popsicle with a big head. I was like, hold on. She started to degrade herself. And I felt really badly about having asked the question. And I moved to something else. And I realized
she's sensitive about this.
She's sensitive about it. And so I pulled back. But not everybody pulls back. In fact, the internet has made it even easier for us to judge other people. I've never gone to somebody's page and said, you look terrible. I also want to say something. Ariana Grande is very thin. We don't know what's happening with her. Can you imagine going to an overweight person's page and writing the same things? What people are writing? It would not be seen. in the same way.
We can't ask the internet to be nice. The internet's not going to be nice to you. I feel
can we? Can we? Can no, we not ask the internet? Can we not ask our children and the people writing? We can't ask them to be nice.
We can ask it, but it's undefeated.
Shouldn't we?
I have a lot of compassion for Ariana Grande, especially with a lot of the bullying that happens to very thin women specifically. It's very rude and it's just not cool at all. But also, Ariana Grande has made songs like Thank You Next, where she's outed men in their romantic endeavors. And if you're going to do stuff like that, this is kind of the territory that comes with it.
You're saying if you're going to dish it, you got to be able to take it?
I don't know. Exactly. How is she outing them? In some of her music, she said nothing but thank you to all the men. She's like, thank you. You showed me these things. How is that a terrible thing? All we do is pry into her love life. And she says, here, these men have contributed something positive, and we're going to say that's a bad thing? She didn't say anything bad about those men. In fact, she thanked them for every single moment and lesson that they taught her. So I don't understand where that came from. What I would like to do is ask the internet to be a little nicer. Can we be a little nicer? I don't know. But there's nothing wrong with asking. And I hope Ariana Grande gets well soon. Whatever it is she's facing, we're on your side.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Little controversy in the world of tortillas. That's what Auto City's got in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
Very serious combo to start things off. Colorado, Washington, the fires are just out of control.
The western United States is on fire.
Yeah, close to 380 homes affected in Colorado. 5,800 homes in Washington have been evacuated. 600 businesses. This is very serious. If you are able to, please donate to your local Red Cross. They're the first with boots on the ground, and they're helping families right now. DJ Automatic, what do we have for food news?
So Yahoo.com has posted the worst to best corn tortillas, according to Samantha Maxwell. And they're saying that Mission corn tortillas are the worst, then Guerrero, then La Banderita, then Chi-Chi's, and the number one corn tortilla is Goya.
No. The number one corn tortilla is the one you get at the little Mexican grocery store where Juanita and Maria are making them, honey.
That part.
I never had a Goya tortilla in my life.
I never even tasted it.
I didn't know there was Chi-Chi's tortillas.
Chi-Chi's tortillas sound delectable.
Well,
those
okay.
are my favorite.
Not delectable, delectable. What do we have for National Day,
my
Anthony
bad.
A? You're lucky if you get a Chi-Chi tortilla.
Dude, only one
I'm gonna
Chi-Chi
get a demerit.
You need two Chi-Chi tortillas. All right. Always need multiple. All right. It is National Night Out. I love Night Out.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite national nights.
Go meet a police officer. Talk to people. I love that. According to recent reports, more officers are joining the force and working in their own neighborhoods. And yes. That builds trust. Yeah, yes. Builds trust between people.
I want to send a big shout out to my homeboy, Andrew Jaramillo, who just got promoted up to detective.
Woo! Love it. All right.
Shout out to my dog. And we'll wrap it up on National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
Wasn't that like
chip.
A mistake, though? Isn't the woman who invented chocolate chips, she made like some kind of error, correct, Dan?
Well, I'm not mistaken. She made the error of sending her husband to the grocery store, and he actually bought the wrong chocolate. And then when he came back, she just chopped it up and used that chocolate for her chocolate chip cookies, and the rest is history.
Thank God for that, Ben.
You know what, Otto? I'm never going to yell at you again when you bring the wrong thing, unless you bring Chi-Chi's corn tortillas. I'll be like...
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I like Tom Holland as Spider-Man. Is that what was controversial, Anthony, that I said? We're talking about Spider-Man going to the movies. It made $355 million. It almost surpassed Avengers. What was it that I said that you were ashamed of?
First and foremost, I love me some Tom Holland.
Okay.
I'm pro Tom Holland.
All
right.
All right.
Second of all, what really, I would say, maybe appalled me a little bit is how you said you take a pickle and you eat this pickle inside the movie theater.
Of course I do.
What's wrong with that?
Mixing pickle and popcorn is delicious.
People who eat pickles in public in a closed setting irk me. And I do not wish anything bad upon you, but I would not want to watch a movie with you.
No offense, friend. That's a personal thing.
Why would my pickle bother you?
Pickle smell lingers. It lingers in the room. And nobody wants to smell another person's pickle. Period. Dude,
well, first
I gotta
of all,
sit,
my
I gotta
pickle smells good. I have a big giant pickle that I sneak into the theater.
What kind of pickle is it again?
It's Best Made Pickles. Me and Selena Gomez, we eat the same kind of pickle. It's got the little man.
A little smiley face on it.
Yeah, I put it inside of a bag. I throw it in.
They're not crunchy yet.
They're not.
I don't care about the crunch, but I could feel my jaws quenching from the sour, bitter smell. That's just going to linger for 3 hours.
Well, it smells like popcorn in there. You know what, Anthony? You know, you probably wouldn't like my other friend. She used to sneak in. We got kicked out. She snuck in a cheeseburger from Sonic. I said, girl, what are you doing? I still remember when we pulled up. I kept saying to her, really?
She had a cheeseburger in her bag?
In her bag. And I mean, you know, they sell burgers, but they don't smell delectable like Sonic. And no, listen, the usher comes around and they're like, who's got the burger? And I was like, with my pickle, not me. And so they asked her to leave, her and her friend, and I stayed.
They actually made her leave?
Yes, you cannot sneak food into the theater. You have to be low-key like me, and I'll let everybody know. I used to sneak gum into school. I don't know about your school, but we had an anti-gum policy. I don't know who the gum police was or why it was such a big deal, but it was forbidden.
Have you ever looked under a desk?
To chew gum.
Have you ever put your hand underneath a desk?
Thank you, automatic. Mm. So what I would do is I would chew, and I'd put it under my tongue. Nobody ever knew.
We didn't really have like a gum policy at my school, but what did happen, there was a song called Grills by Paul Wall and
Yo Grills.
Nelly.
Your
and
grills.
We would all take the gum wrappers and turn them into like foil and put them around our teeth.
I remember
and
that. Yes.
That got quickly banned at school.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Why? You're hurting anybody but your own teeth. Chewing on foil. That is like the worst idea ever.
Thank you. Okay, anyway, here's a little excerpt from the Spider-Man trailer. Check it out.
Because I'm not just Peter Parker. I'm Spider-Man.
I get chills just hearing that. It earned $355 million over this past weekend.
No spoiler alerts. Go watch it. It's worth every dollar.
Otto got emotional. This is a man who never cries. He's like, I'm really emotional.
I didn't cry. My allergies acted up.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.